Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You've got pitcher questions, we've got pitcher answers. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, September 29th. I am Frank Stanfill. He is Scott White. And we played 21 fantasy questions on the full-length podcast, and I grabbed 4 of those for this here podcast. And we're going to start with Zach Gallen, who just keeps dominating a ridiculous second half, Scott. 1.27 ERA, 0.69 whip, well over a strikeout per inning, ground balls, whiffs, you ask it, Zach Gallen has done it. Question, is he a top 20 starting pitcher drafted next season?
Pretty close, I would say. I was looking at my rest of season rankings, which are a little stale at this point, if I'm being honest, and I have him 22nd in those. And of course, there are some pitchers who've gotten hurt that I might also slot ahead of him. So I'm going to guess he misses out on top 20 for me, but he's going to be part of a very large tier that probably begins around 14, 15, something like that. So I certainly don't have a problem with anybody ranking him in the top 20. I just think maybe in terms of strikeouts, in terms of what kind of run support some of those other pitchers will get, you know, like if you're comparing a Zach Gallen to an Alek Manoa, they probably are going to be in the same tier for me, but I'd much rather have Manoa. And Yu Darvish, probably the same thing. So that's why I say, for me, Gallen's probably going to be a little outside of the top 20.
Up next, Brandon Woodruff makes it 4 straight starts with double-digit strikeouts. And in 17 starts since returning from the IL, 2.36 ERA, 1.02 whip, and well over a strikeout per inning. Scott, we've talked about this SP1 glob for next season that kind of includes 6 or 7 starting pitchers. Do you think Brandon Woodruff deserves to be in that mix?
Maybe. So I've had the top tier as 7. In some order, it includes Jacob deGrom, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Sandy Alcantara, Shane McClanahan, Garrett Cole, and Corbin Burns. I've seen that as kind of the top tier at starting pitcher. And for the most part, I would say, you know, you could rank those 7 in any order and I'd be fine with it. And that's basically what a tier, that's what it means to be in the same tier, right? Woodruff, though, look, I couldn't see drafting Woodruff number 1 overall next year like I could for maybe any of those 7, number 1 among starting pitchers, I should say, for any of those 7. But is he really that much worse than Garrett Cole? I mean, I think Garrett Cole has a durability advantage, and that may be what's keeping Woodruff out of that group. But Woodruff's ERA is barely over 3 now, and Garrett Cole's is over 350. He's had a rough September. Brandon Woodruff, if he had the innings to qualify for the ERA title, his K per 9 rate would be the 3rd best. So he definitely has ace attributes, you know? Mm-hmm. He might be the number 8 pitcher for me. Maybe just a little outside of that top 7.
So I guess technically you answered our next question, but I was going to bring up Garrett Cole, who over his last 13 starts has a 4.22 ERA. The underlying numbers look much better, but he's been crushed by home runs. And that's been the case since joining the Yankees. He has 15 home runs over his last 13 starts. So this question was Woodruff or Cole. You kind of just answered it, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of worried about Garrett Cole.
Yeah, it's a close call. It's a close call. And really, I mean, compared to the other 6 in that group I listed off, Cole would be the biggest ERA concern. And his ERA has kind of been a problem for him ever since joining the Yankees. You know, a lot of people speculated that would be the case. He showed a vulnerability to the long ball even at Houston, and they go into Yankee Stadium. What would that do to his ERA? Well, it's kind of played out that, yeah, 325, 350 range is probably where he's going to land with that, which is high for an ace in fantasy these days. But he's got the Yankees backing him, so you know there's a lot of win potential. He's proven to be very durable. You know he's going to give you a ton of strikeouts, 250 or more. And that counts for a lot too. So I think the durability edge, I'll take Cole ahead of Woodruff. But if you were giving them the same number of innings next year, then I think there's a good chance Woodruff is better, sure.
And of course, I say that I'm worried about Gerrit Cole, right? Like, it's relative to the aces in this range. He leads baseball in strikeouts, right? So, like, how worried can you actually be about Gerrit Cole? The last one I wanted to mention here, Scott, real quick. Tyler Glasnow did make his long-awaited return and season debut. He allowed one run over three innings pitched with three strikeouts. Just any idea how to rank him for next season in, I don't know, 30 seconds or less?
Not really. That's going to be tricky because he hasn't proven that he can take on a big workload yet. Hasn't even had a 100-inning season in the majors yet, right? So that's going to be tough. We know he's good. He's capable of being dominant, capable of being an ace potentially. But I would say as deep as starting pitcher is shaping up to be, it might be a challenge to get Glasnow in my top 40 even.
I will point out Tyler Glasnow, he did throw 100 innings back in 2018, 111 and two thirds, but that's the only time he's done it in his career. And obviously he's gone through a lot since then. Quick shout out to Aaron Judge, who finally hit his 61st home run, tying Roger Maris for the American League home run record. We'll see if Aaron Judge can get to 62. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
Citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.